Athletes, settle in. This is your pre-workout briefing from Third Coast Training. Today we are tightening the three pieces that separate a good triathlon from a dominant one: swim efficiency, cycling power, and running cadence. Start with the swim. Keep your head neutral, eyes looking down, and your body long. When you reach forward, let your hand enter the water in front of your ear, not out wide. Think quiet hands, strong elbows. You are not trying to pull a giant wave. You are trying to catch the water early and accelerate it back. That gives you speed with less shoulder stress. On the bike, power is built in the details. Keep your hips stacked over the pedals, your shoulders relaxed, and your hands light on the bars. A smooth pedal stroke is not about pushing hard. It is about staying connected to the wheel. In the hills and corners, let your body rotate with the turn. Keep your front wheel stable, your eyes ahead, and your breathing controlled. If you can hold a steady cadence while the road moves around you, you will arrive with legs. On the run, cadence is your best friend. Aim for a light, quick step. Shorten your stride, bring your knees forward, and let your arms drive the rhythm. If your legs feel heavy, do not fight it with longer strides. Race day is where all of this becomes one performance. Trust your plan for the first 10 minutes. Hold your swim rhythm, get the bike settled, and let your run emerge from the work you have already done. Remember, you are not trying to win every segment. You are trying to execute every segment. Keep the swim calm, keep the bike smooth, and keep the run fast enough. That is the standard. Now go train with purpose, and we will see you at the line.